All right, I call this meeting to order. It is 4:33 on October 21st. We do have a quorum with four members physically present and all members present, or, you know, Linda present via Zoom. And this, the posting of the meeting notice and agenda was done on the 16th of October, 2025 at 11:55 a.m. by myself. If you guys will rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That may be the sound.
Yeah. Got to be. All right, we will now have a moment of silence. I will quickly read the mission statement. The Brewster County Emergency Services District Number One is committed to providing high-quality professional emergency services that are accessible equally to all members of the district. We do not have anyone signed up for public comment here in person. Does anyone on the Zoom call have a comment for the public? All right, we'll move on from that. Thank you. The first, yes, sir.
Actually, this might be the most appropriate time for my public comment.
Certainly.
And I want to announce that as of today, I will be resigning from the board. I have a lot of things on my plate, and I'm in the middle of a move to New Mexico.
Okay.
And I'll be happy to submit a letter of resignation if you need me to, so.
Yeah, that would probably be best. Sorry to hear it.
Yeah.
Marcos, does, have you let Greg, the judge, know that?
Have I met who?
No, have you let the judge know?
No, I have not. But I expect to be seeing him later in the week, so I will.
All right.
And typically, what has happened in the past is that we make a recommendation to the Commissioners Court, the board does.
I was going to ask Marcos, do you have anyone in mind that you feel like could replace you?
I do not.
Okay. Nor do I, but we'll, is this going to be your last meeting?
It will be my last meeting.
Okay. Well, we're sad to see you go, but wish you all the best where you're headed.
Well, I appreciate that.
All right. Well, then let's move on to the minutes of the regular meeting on September 16th, 2025. Has everyone had a chance to look at those minutes?
Yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Yes.
I just don't have a copy of them here, but okay. I will entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
So good.
Jim makes the motion.
I'll second that.
All right, thank you, Marcos. Seconds, all in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Thank you. All right, we'll move to the report from Terlingua Fire and EMS.
Okay, did either of my cohorts?
They are both here, yes. Hi, Valinda, hi, Susan, yeah, they're both here. Sorry, didn't tell you that.
So I sent the reports out last week. I do hope you all got them, but you have hard copy that's been passed out, including at the back of the packet is Susan's report, the chief's report. And just as an FYI, stapled together is the budget versus actual. Right behind that is the P&L previous year comparison, the same with the statement of financial position, the balance sheet previous year comparison is right behind that as well. Okay, all of those are included in your packet. There were 37 calls for EMS assistance in September, 14 of them were community health visits, 23 were 911 calls, and 9 transports. You'll see the scene location is broken down by area around South Brewster County, and then the residents' addresses where they were physically located. Most of them that came to the station were from right here in this area. Do you have any questions about that much of the quote report? The USDA grant is continuing, except that the person who at the USDA who oversees our account was furloughed with the government shutdown. Mm-hmm. So we're still submitting invoices. Once they get back up and running, we do believe that we will be reimbursed for that, the grant to continue. It just may be longer than we expected.
Okay.
Longer than normal, let's say that. We had the firefighters' ball was this past Saturday, and it was, I think, fairly well attended. I don't have a figure from Donnie yet as for how much was expenses and how much was going to be the total donation to TFAMS, but certainly when I get it, I can email you all and let you know what the proceeds were. This Friday, there's a trunk or treat at the community center that we have decorations for our vehicles, and the firefighters are going to take a couple of the fire equipment vehicles over and decorate them and then pass out candy and stuff. They're actually very excited about doing it, because we haven't had one before that that we were ready to participate in, so that was kind of cool. The chili cook-off is October 31st through November 2nd, and we're, you know, gearing up for that too. I'm sure there's more about that in Susan's report. We continue in-house training. We are sending 2 staff members and Chief Martin to the EMS conference in Fort Worth in November. It's typically the week right before Thanksgiving. And there are 2 staff currently registered for fire instructor training in December. I think there's another one, but we haven't gotten them registered yet. We are requesting partial funding of the SCBA filler, the compressor to fill the SCBA tanks. And we are diligently working on the 2026 budget to present to the ESD in November. There are no sales of assets, and that is the end of that part of my report.
Okay.
Questions, comments? No?
So the SCB, I was looking at the thing that Susan sent.
Yeah.
So the SCBA refiller is, looks like, are you guys asking us for more?
We're asking for a half payment, 50% payment, and we will put in the other 50%.
And that's right, $35,000, is that right?
Yeah, I'd have to divide it, but Linda, it is right around 35 something.
Oh.
I'll figure it out. Probably should have had that figured out before I got in here. Oops.
And the reason that the grants didn't bounce is because the ESP had, because our assets.
Linda, will you?
I can speak to that if you'd like.
Yeah, I didn't get the question.
I didn't hear the question.
I heard her. Okay. She asked if about the reasoning for not getting grants, and I submitted for 3 grants, and they were both, well, all 3 denied. One specifically noted that we had resources with our ESD, therefore they were denying our grant.
So the actual dollar figure is $35,850, and that's our portion as well.
Okay.
Our P&L, I'll just continue on with that. I made notes in the far right-hand column. See, the actual plus the budget plus the full year budget is the right-hand column, and the far right is notes. when you look at the statement of activity comparison from 2025 to 2024, we're ahead in some areas, we're behind in some others. But when you get right down to the nitty gritty, it's not that much off from last year. So I thought it was really interesting to look at. So thank you, Jeanette, for requesting that. I don't normally do it, but I will be doing it every quarter now. So
the
I'm sorry?
Which one? The budget
comparisons.
Uh-huh.
And then,
I had a question on when I was looking over that budget, and this may be pointed more at Susan. It looks like we're running the place that we're pretty seriously over budget is in our overtime. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's about.
I don't have the budget in front of me. Kathy can probably speak to overtime better than I can.
$12,000 over budget. What we budgeted, it's not covered. Our overtime, that unscheduled overtime, isn't covered by the USDA grant, and we are having more after hours calls after 6 p.m. and before 8, and transports. And transports are 3 or 4 hours apiece. If you look at the calls and the transports, it kind of bears that out. You have to kind of compare a couple of reports in order to see that we're doing more transports. And we also had budgeted for an increase for all of our medics, and we've done some of those increases. They're not at the top of each of the categories yet, but they did receive increases.
Okay, I think the reason, and my reasoning for point that out is I am assuming we can anticipate that in this budget you're going to present to us that will be reflected, anticipating the same going forward.
Yes, in the 2026 budget, I have increased the average number. I took 24 and 23s overtime. Just the unscheduled overtime, and it came out to a little over 6 hours per week as an average over the whole year. So I decided it was better for the new budget that if we go with 7 as an average. We haven't hit now. I haven't averaged out 2025 because it's not a full year, but I did take 24 and 23 into consideration for the 2026 budget. Does that answer your question, Linda?
It does. I think, like I said, with it being $44,000 over what we thought it was going to be, then it's probably fairly important that we're realistic about, or that you guys are realistic about what you put in the budget for that. Because that's a pretty big overage. And we're not done. We're only three-fourths of the way through. So.
Well,
we're 44,000 under budget, Linda. There's a minus in front of that 44.
Okay, never mind. Ignore that whole conversation then.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I must be looking at something else. Okay. So, for my notes, we are not over budget on overtime.
Total payroll,
we're over budget. But,
well, total okay. Payroll, we're under budget.
Oh.
Overtime, we are over budget.
Okay. Let me just think about this.
By about $12,000.
And with the Brad Wilson resigning, that's mm-hmm. probably, we're going to probably
Can
stay
I
under budget.
That part? I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that's okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah, we do have a paramedic who's hired for A shift. He will start in he's coming in early. He'll be here for chili cook-off weekend. But Brad did resign. He's gone home to Marathon, And they're working diligently, I think, to try to get some sort of emergency service for the Marathon area.
Okay. Was he an AEMT?
Yes, he was an AEMT. I'm sorry, I skipped right over that. Didn't mean to, unintentional.
All right.
And Susan's report is in your packet. And Susan, if you're on, I'd be happy for you to speak to your report.
I absolutely can. You all got it early. I'll kind of hit the high points. We talked about Brad's resigning. Omar starts November 1st. He's actually going to start the 31st and help cover our extra personnel for Chili Cook-Off. We normally man four people at minimum for Chili Cook-Off week. We will miss Brad. He was a great asset to our service, but we absolutely send him with well wishes for Marathon as well. And let's see, we talked about firefighters ball. Our firefighters did offer fire extinguisher training and some first aid training during the day portion, that 1 to 3 or 4 time frame, which was cool, I thought. USDA grants status quo as far as our contacts and our unique patients. We had no fire calls in September. They did conduct monthly training as always. We did a live burn most recently with several different scenarios. We participated in the Trilingual Schools Fire Prevention Week, holding the poster contest and awarding winners for that, and hopefully disseminating some good information for the kiddos and the families. Working on our new academy, I have probably 8 confirmed from outside of TFIMS that are going to take that academy. So it looks like it will make. I need at least 10 cadets to be able to fund that academy. So it looks like it will make. Y'all talked about the SCBA compressor station funding request. 3 of our volunteer firefighters began an EMR course on Monday, with a 4th one probably going to start the online class next week. So I'm very excited about that. Get them some more medical training so they can help out as well. And we're still pending review on our last 3 funding requests to TFS, although I've been told funding's probably going to be approved. They're working through every request that TFS, Texas Forestry Service, had is being funded. So across the state of Texas. So it's taking a little bit longer than they anticipated. And you can look at our numbers, our number breakdowns, and the comparison on the next 2 pages. And then, of course, the EMS report showing our transports. I feel like we are trending upward in transports and acuity of our patients. I feel like we are encountering sicker patients recently. So I don't know if that trend is going to continue, but we have been transporting more folks for acute conditions. Our shoot time averaged 2 minutes 31 seconds, and our average response time last month was 11 minutes 56 seconds.
Susan, can I ask a question about the year-to-year comparison report?
Sure.
Where it says number of ground transports for 2024. Was that 98 for the whole year?
Yes, that should be. It auto-calculates. I can go back and double-check it, but yes, that's what it should be.
And we're already at 85 in 2025?
Right.
So
yeah.
I think that sort of answers the question, the financial tie to that.
Anyway. Yeah, oh, exactly. You know, transports take longer than refusals, obviously, or treat in place. But yes, we have been, and I think the clinic has helped our daytime walk-ins, but we still get quite a few at night.
Is that something that you can ask them to go to the clinic?
At night when they're
closed.
Oh,
at night.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not closed. Yeah, it's not open.
Okay. I didn't hear you say that.
We do refer back and forth, the clinic and ourselves. If it's something that walks into the clinic that's acute in nature and and critical, they'll call us to assess and potentially transport the patient, and vice versa. If somebody comes to the clinic or the station during the day and has something that the clinic can handle, we send them over there. It's really a good partnership, I think.
The clinic is only open from 10 to 2. So we're mm-hmm. going to get before 10 and after 2 mm-hmm. for any kind of walk-in traffic. But it is significantly reduced, I think.
Yeah, no, it's cut in half. I mean, more than cut in half, according to the reports here. So.
Yes. Yeah, we have a lot of walk-ins during the day, and those have slowed down a bit.
One second. Does anyone have any questions before? Well, I entertain a motion to approve the request for covering 50% of the costs of the
SCBA compressor.
Thank you.
Yeah.
the SCBA compressor.
So moved.
I'll second that.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor? Aye. All opposed? Okay.
Well, thank y'all.
Okay.
Yes, thank you all for your support as always. We appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet. All right. Well, let's move on to the Zoom meeting requirements and local policy. I'm going to keep this on here for now. We did already approve our local policy, but I'm getting it reviewed, just making sure that everything in it is up to snuff, and I don't have all the answers yet, so I'm just going to keep that on there. The owl we received, I did not purchase this owl. It came from Judge Hennington. I don't know what office this came out of, but he said it was just lying around. It does not have the cords. I discovered this, you know, this evening. So we'll hopefully find those, and it seems to work fine. So we'll just use this. And I also wanted to update you on the Google accounts. There's just a lot I don't understand about the internet. Apparently, I thought this would be easy. So I'm working with Jeanette on that. I have to, you know, verify that we own our domain name, and that process is done with, I think, GoDaddy, which we need logins for. I didn't even know we used GoDaddy. There's okay.
And I brought it.
Okay, so like, I don't know if everyone got an email. And Marcus, you just disregard that. And Jeanette, I already told you to disregard yours because I got the name wrong.
Right.
But Jim, did you receive an email? Did you do anything with that? Open it and
I read it, and I have not taken any action.
Okay.
Yet.
Yeah, I didn't either because, you know, I'm kind of stalled. I actually didn't think I could get the Zoom without completing that process, but it let me use the ESD domain name. So anyways, it's all a work in progress. But if you did, let's see, Linda and Jim, you are free to go try to get in your Zoom account, or not your Zoom, excuse me, your Google account, and use that email. And that hopefully by next meeting, everything will be finalized and we will start only doing ESD business using those email accounts. But for now, keep messaging me on the old one. Yes, and then the voting question on Zoom is still out there. I'm not sure about that, but I went ahead at least for the last minutes and just acted like all your votes counted. Linda, there was nothing contentious or anything pertaining to money, so I just don't think it matters until we know. Did you have a question, Linda?
I did not anticipate being able to vote yet. So you know that. It's more having an opportunity to be a part of the meeting.
Yeah.
So
I don't think. Yeah. Okay. So, and any other questions on that? We're also, it's not on here, but it's kind of in the same topic. We're still working on getting filing cabinets, I think, So did you order one, or we're still kind of?
I have not ordered one. I haven't looked at them because it is.
Right.
Really, well, look at what the county sent down.
Yeah, the county might have one for us. So everything's still a work in progress. Okay. Let's talk about bank cards for all commissioners. Jeanette, do you want to speak to this? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
I went to the bank and got a debit card on the Brewster County PSD account, and we can all do that. And they have $3,000 limits, so it does put a limit, you know, in case you lose a card or anything, but it also allows us the freedom to, like Kristen, to make orders when she needs to. If we're going to sign up for trainings, we can do that with that card without having to come to the, you know, it can get approved at the board meetings, but it doesn't have someone else requiring them to send a check in and all that. We can do it a whole lot easier by just having the card available to us. So you just go to the bank, you sign up. It comes from Midland, so you can't. They will not print the card right there at the bank. It takes a few days to get it in. Then they just verify your information, and then you're responsible to keep up with the card. And then on the bank statement, Jamie told me that each card number will have its separate charges, so we'll be able to verify those charges at a meeting and question them if we don't have any receipts. I think we should require everything have a receipt so that we have a paper trail for auditor, and then just we can just verify that those are covered.
Would it really be necessary for every member to have a card, or should maybe just have one card that you get?
Well, the reason I think that it's necessary is for training purposes. So when you're in San Antonio training, I mean, it's just easier to check in with your card. It's easier to make, you know, you have to register for, so it's just easier for you to make those arrangements. As long as they're, you know, when we go, we'll talk about training the month before, and it can get approved the month before, and then I think it'd just be a better way to do business rather than have, you know, if somebody changes their mind at the last minute to do a training, then we got to cut a check and get it to them and make, you know, hotels and all that kind of stuff. I just think it's better. Don't, I mean, do you guys have a reason why you don't think each member should have a card?
Just thinking that everything that gets purchased for the district goes through you, and you would be doing those purchases. But other than the training, I understand your point about the training.
And if y'all don't feel comfortable with everyone, Kristen does.
I at least need one
because she has to do.
I've had to be using hers.
Yeah, because she does transaction on her end too, and we can do it. You know, like registrations through me or her for everybody. If y'all would rather do that, it's just an option for we can't get a company credit card, so it's just a way to get a card. And it has a limit so that it protects our account. And I just, I don't see anything wrong with all members having a card, but we can put that up to vote. It does not matter.
Yeah. Don't imply that anything's wrong with this.
Yeah.
I can understand if someone does not want a card.
Right.
I know I used to lose things all the time. I'm very good now, I think, so. I'm 35. I don't lose my keys anymore. But yeah, I think I know I need one. We could just do it. Whoever wants one can get one as the years go by. If it's becoming inconvenient for anybody, you know, if it becomes an issue, then we could just say, this is why you need to go get your own card, and then we'll live and learn. Right. But as of right now, I know I need one for, you know,
yeah.
Thanks.
Be okay if I just chose not to.
Right.
I think so.
Right. If you choose to go to the training, then I can make all those arrangements. Mm-hmm. It's not a big. That's not a big deal. I just thought, you know, maybe
I get you saying that, Jim, because Kristen, to be honest with you, I probably won't get one because I'm still not real good about not occasionally losing things. So.
Yeah.
Being honest, all right? I didn't.
I said that for you, Linda. No, I'm
okay, but it's a simple process, Kristen.
Okay.
So just
I'll go in. I'll go into. Okay. All right, we have no closed meeting agenda. All right, we will move on to the treasurer's report. I think, do you want to handle, do you want to finalize August report first and get that out of the way?
We can, and just a note on the reason we didn't have that and it didn't click to me when we were in the meeting is Edward Jones does not send out a statement every month. Hmm. So they may send it out quarterly, they may send it out. It's just sporadic. So I had nothing to post, so there was no check register to be printed for last month. So okay. I went ahead, when I got the September Edward Jones account, okay. Report, both the August interest and the September interest were on it. So I did print out those check registers for you guys for August. So if you want to look at those for Edward Jones. And the only addition to it is the interest that was earned on August the 20th of 1644-63.
Okay, so is this just something I haven't noticed before? Because like all the other registers go through the end of September, but you're saying that Edward Jones is always going to be a month behind?
No. I'm printing out just August, and I've also got September.
Oh, okay. I was looking for it before I asked that question, but I still missed it.
I'm doing August to keep them separate because I reconcile those accounts. Unfortunately, Edward Jones cannot be reconciled for a short period of time until our CD matures, just simply because it's post. I can't post the gain or the loss. So it offsets our... It won't match what we've got here, so it won't reconcile. I mean, I could reconcile it, but then it's all the corrections at the end. I'll wait till that matures.
Okay.
And then I'll reconcile every month individually. Okay. So this was just giving you a check register for August that we'll put in the August minutes, and this one will be for September.
When you say it can't be reconciled, though, it does show the base amount of the CD and the...
Right, like the report. Right now we've got a loss of $100. In the report. So if I reconcile, that'd be $100 off. So that's the only reason I'm not reconciling. It's because on the report that's showing a loss, you know. I mean, rarely do we have a gain until the very end and it matures. So I did this the last time we had a CD, and I may go in and reconcile with a negative balance, and just see how QuickBooks handles that, and then bring it to balance at the very end. But that's what it would be.
Yeah.
It would not reconcile. I mean, our check register and our statement will not be the same balance.
Okay, well, I will make a motion to approve the September treasurer's report.
Oh, second.
The September is the one we're doing for this month. August was prior month.
Well, that's why I didn't know what to say.
August approval of the financials, only the financials last month because of that check register not being in the stack. So
that's why I was a pause. I'm like, it's October, but that was a September meeting, but it was August. It was September's report, though.
It was September's meeting, but August report.
Okay.
We're always a month behind on the reporting.
Kristen moves to approve the August treasurer's report.
There you go.
Jim seconds. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. I will also move to approve the September treasurer's report.
Also second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. All right. Thank you, Jeanette. You didn't talk about collections. I interrupted you a little bit, but
I didn't talk about collection. You can see on your check registers what they look like. Collections are up still, which is nice to see. We're ahead of where we were by about 40,000 this time last year. So that's
great.
Good.
Yeah.
And their parking lot was full at the store when they came by. So that must be making some difference.
Yeah.
Well, that was a much faster meeting than I anticipated. I really, truly. Let's see. Let's set the date and time for next meeting.
Kristen, what are we doing about contractor services?
Oh, my word. Why is this not in? So I have my own little note thing. I'm sorry. I wrote on that. Forgive me. So do we want to wait on issuing our contract for services until we have a budget, or do we want to just go ahead and send it? The only thing I changed, just so y'all know, is the language of the 10th day of the month, something to that effect, to just the second Tuesday of every month. And there's still that little sentence that says, or as otherwise, you know, there gives us wiggle room because, like, for example, you had your meeting last Wednesday. Like, yeah, just give us a heads up and there's wiggle room in the language. But that's the only thing that was changed per your request in February.
Don't we communicate it together about that?
Well, we made a motion in February. She had asked and we had approved that request last February.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
But I didn't write up a new contract because...
Well, I think we could go ahead and send it to him to review it so that
okay. We
can be ready by January for signing on both sides.
Okay.
Because it renews in January.
Whatever it's worth, I think that's moving ahead.
Or at least moving.
Would you like to make that motion?
I make the motion mm-hmm. to send the contract for services to Turning Blue Fire and EMS for review.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Thank you for catching that. I'm very sorry. Just skipping it over. All right, now we'll set the date and time for the next regular meeting. The third Tuesday of November is November 19th.
Sounds great. Awesome. Up there.
Awesome. 4:30 p.m. And I will adjourn this meeting at 5:11.
You said the 19th?
Yes. Oh, I keep doing this. You're wrong. You're right. I'm wrong. The 18th. Forgive me. The 18th is a Tuesday. Look at this. I have this weird calendar where it starts on a Monday right here instead of Sunday. And it always gets me.
What kind of deal is
I
that?
I don't know. I need a new one. I'm tired of
it. Why do you have your calendars out? I forgot to say that our Christmas party is on Sunday evening, December 7th.
Awesome.
And if you're in town, you're more than welcome to come. Our Christmas party is on December 7th at 6 p.m. And if you're in town, you're more than welcome to come.
I'd be happy to. I'm hoping to still be here.
Okay.
Did you post a time of a? Did you state a time of adjournment?
I did, 5:11. I'll stop.